Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled, Getting to Know Mary, and the scripture is a classic you'll recognize. In the Gospel of Luke.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relations with a man? And the angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. How closely do I know Mary in my life? Scripture gives certain information about the people of long ago, but can I animate these details into a personal relationship that becomes a significant part of my prayer life? In today's reading, what is my connection with this young girl, Mary, as she hears an angel's astounding message that she, who lives in a morally strict culture, is to be a pregnant teenager, betrothed, not married, to a man who, at that moment, knows nothing about the baby, but who is not its father, that she will be the mother of God? Even given her strong faith in God, wouldn't I expect her to feel anxiety? And isn't human anxiety something I can share? Or is it my response, or has it been my response, that she had nothing to get upset about because she was sinless, as declared in the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception, that because God chose her out of all women and was with her at every moment, she would never have to worry or suffer? How did the Pope and his counselors in 1854 know Mary as they declared the truth of the Immaculate Conception? As the subject of a doctrine? Or did they see her as a young girl making a decision that would bring into her life not only enormous love, but life-crushing pain? Scripture scholars do deserve credit, don't they, for illustrating doctrinal truth on this Feast of the Immaculate Conception with the story of a young girl's life-changing encounter. Have I known Mary in my life primarily through Bible history stories as the lady in blue on the holy card, or in an even more unrelated way as the woman in gold in a Renaissance painting of the Queen of Heaven, or through the abstraction of scripture courses? The way I believe I have come to know her is with cautious hope. If my reading of scripture, particularly of today's passage, can become a true search for insights into her humanity rather than just a routine spiritual exercise, I can more truly know her as someone who, although empowered beyond all human experience by the love of God, remembers being that young girl who understands human struggles and great confusion, and who wants to help all of us respond to the angel equivalents in our own lives, in whatever form they come to us.